Unit 3. How do we see the world? Characteristics of a good paragraph. Unity, coherence, and cohesion. In English, a well-written paragraph has unity, coherence, and cohesion. What does this mean? First, all the supporting sentences should relate to the topic sentence. This characteristic is called unity and means to exclude any sentences irrelevant to the topic sentence. Next is coherence. A paragraph has coherence when the supporting sentences are ordered and explained logically. There are three types of ordering: chronological ordering, spatial ordering, and logical ordering. The last characteristic is cohesion. This means all the supporting sentences are connected by pronouns, definite articles, and connectors called transitions. Thus, these are the three well-defined characteristics for writing a good paragraph. For centuries, rulers, governments, and their people have tried to make sense of the world around them. While there are numerous theories to explain global interactions, it is helpful to start with two main political schools of thought, namely liberalism and realism. These two theories have some similarities, yet they both remain different in their core principles. How liberalism sees the world. There are many varieties of liberalism, but the main principle is that the human race can improve, and democracies are necessary for this to happen. Liberalism maintains that peace and security in international society comes from the many international laws, procedures, rules, and norms. Although liberalism accepts that the state is an important actor in global interactions, it does not accept that the state is the main actor. Instead, liberalism argues that there are numerous other influential actors, such as multinational corporations, e.g., Apple, transnational groups, e.g., INGOs, such as Human Rights Watch, and intergovernmental organizations, e.g., IGOs, such as the United Nations. Because states have to cooperate with each other and many other actors, they cannot behave with complete freedom. As such, liberalism asserts that interdependence between states and other actors is a critically important feature of how the world works. Creating an international society where all states gain through cooperation is crucial to improving everyone's well-being. How realism sees the world. Realism, as the name suggests, claims to offer a more realist explanation of how the world works. In contrast to liberalism, it can be said that realism has a far more pessimistic worldview. A core principle of realism is that human beings are ultimately self-centered, and so the significant improvement of global interactions is highly improbable. Realism maintains that peace and security in international society comes from a balance of power in which each state tries to prevent others from dominating. As such, there is always the threat of war, and so maintaining a military advantage is crucial. Realism recognizes the role of various actors in global society, such as the United Nations and NGOs. However, it argues that because all other actors must work under the sovereign state system, there is no higher authority than the sovereign state. While realism recognizes that states can achieve their goals through bargaining, alliances, and cooperation, it asserts that when states cooperate, they will always try to gain more than their rivals. Democracy versus autocracy. Many Western countries and Japan have enjoyed a long history of democracy for their citizens. However, it is also true that some countries have experienced autocracy. Because of this, we can see that there are some advantages and disadvantages regarding these two very different types of government. Firstly, in a democracy, all citizens have power and an equal say about their lives. However, in an autocracy, one leader has the power to make decisions about people's lives. Secondly, in a democracy, citizens have not only freedom of thought and opinion, but also freedom of expression. This creates a system of checks and balances on the government. In an autocracy, however, one leader, called a dictator or autocrat, prohibits people from expressing their opinion and can even punish them if they disagree with the leader's ideas. Thirdly, in a democracy, since everyone can express their opinion freely, it often takes a long time to make decisions. However, in an autocracy, decisions can be made quickly because only the leader has to decide. Lastly, a democracy seems more likely to come up with good ideas for everyone because many people are involved. Yet, this does not mean the country is always led by good decisions. For example, if the majority of citizens have bad ideas, the country will move in the wrong direction. But in an autocracy, if the leader is smart, the country will be led by good decisions. If not, the opposite will happen without anyone able to stop them. Thus, even though we know which form of government seems better for people, both democracy and autocracy have advantages and disadvantages.